This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to raise the minimum wage to a living wage. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you hate to give an inch to working men and women, and you don't give a fraction of an inch to the working poor. But the working poor are 5 million strong, Al. They'd rather work for a living than live on welfare, and they deserve a living wage. Now, Congress is coming to the rescue. The minimum wage has been stuck at $3.35 an hour ever since the Reagan administration came to office in 1981. That isn't fair, Al. It's lost 27% of its purchasing power in the past 8 years. Millions of low-income workers and their families have dipped below the poverty line. For 50 years, the minimum wage has been a promise by America that if you work for a living, you don't have to live in poverty. Reaganomics broke that promise, Al, and it's time for Congress to restore it.
Boy, Ted, I just hope and pray you keep bringing this one up, because each time you do, it's just another chance to show how any increase in the minimum wage actually costs Americans jobs. For every 10% increase, between 100,000 and 200,000 jobs are lost, gone. Thus, an increase to $4.55 would cost 360,000 to 720,000 jobs. The poverty level has actually declined over the last 4 years. The number of those persons earning the minimum wage has dropped by 40%. Only 1% of all workers are both minimum wage earners and below the poverty level. Hear that? Stop using silly statistics that have nothing at all to do with the issue. Raising the minimum wage hurts the most for those at the bottom of the pay scale by reducing their job opportunities. It hurts those at the poverty level by raising prices on all they buy. Crocodile tears won't work on that one, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Mike Dukakis's disastrous water policies. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.